Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. House investigators heard more emotional testimony at Tuesday's hearing on the January 6th insurrection. State officials and a Georgia elections worker described the threats they endured after resisting a pressure campaign led by then-President Trump. More from NPR's Claudia Griselis.
Former Georgia elections worker Shay Moss said she got death threats after Trump targeted her.
Telling me that, you know, I'll be in jail with my mother, and saying things like, be glad it's 2020 and not 1920.
Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bowers, a Republican, said protesters showed up in his neighborhood and one man approached his neighbor.
And he had a pistol and was threatening my neighbor, not with the pistol, but just vocally.
The panel's next hearing on Thursday will focus on Trump's pressure campaign on the Justice Department. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Senate has begun the process of passing what could be the first major gun legislation in nearly 30 years. As NPR's Kelsey Snell reports, the bipartisan compromise is expected to clear the chamber in the coming days.
The bill, which was written by 10 Republicans and 10 Democrats, includes enhanced background checks for gun buyers between the ages of 18 and 21, new gun ownership restrictions for dating partners convicted of domestic abuse, funding for mental health programs and school safety, and incentives for states to pass so-called red flag laws. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, the lead Democrat in the negotiations, called the bill an important step.
This bill will be too little for many. It'll be too much for others. But it isn't a box-checking exercise. This bill is not window dressing. This bill is going to save lives.
President Biden has urged Congress to pass the bill without delay. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden is expected to announce a temporary suspension of the federal gas tax as soon as Wednesday. The oil industry, some members of Congress, and economists are critical of the idea, saying it will not lower fuel prices. But the president rejected claims by Chevron's chief executive that his administration has dismissed the industry's efforts to increase oil production.
This idea that they don't have oil to drill and to bring up is simply not true. This piece of the Republicans talking about Biden shut down fields, wrong. 9,000 of them.
Fuel prices have been surging globally due to increased demand, sanctions on Russian oil, and production limits. The average U.S. price for regular gasoline is $4.96 a gallon, according to AAA. You're listening to NPR News. The U.S. State Department says it's trying to reschedule a phone call between women's basketball star Brittany Griner and her wife. Griner has been in Russian custody since February and could not get through on the phone last weekend. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
State Department spokesperson Ned Price says he regrets that Griner was unable to speak to her wife on their fourth anniversary Saturday. He says it was a mistake and a, quote, logistical error.
It was a logistical issue that was compounded in part by the fact that our embassy in Moscow is under significant restrictions in terms of its staffing.
He says the technicians are not on site and not even located in Russia. Sherelle Griner says she was told that her wife called the U.S. embassy in Moscow repeatedly over the weekend and couldn't get through. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Bayer AG has lost its bid to shut down thousands of lawsuits claiming its weed killer Roundup causes cancer. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld a $25 million judgment in favor of a California man who blames his cancer on years of Roundup use. Roundup was owned by Monsanto until 2018 when it was acquired by Bayer. In a 6-3 ruling Tuesday, the Supreme Court struck down a Maine program that excluded religious schools from state tuition aid. Writing for the majority, Chief Justice John Roberts said the program violates constitutional protections for religious freedom. Observers say that the decision could have implications for other states that bar taxpayer funding for private religious education. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.